Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola Community School District Superintendent Art Sadoff about Monday's school board meeting. Indianola School Board met in regular session Monday night, and there was a lot of participation from students, parents, and staff considering the rumor of an active threat that happened last Friday. And I know the administration responded to that. There was extra police presence, and some people showed up at the meeting to talk about that active threat and the ways that the school district could respond to that in the future. And I think the district did a good job at that. But what was kind of your take on seeing so many people show up to the meeting and take part in that process?
Yeah. Well, it was very timely and topical. As I think you heard mentioned, I had just spoken to the Indianola Youth Council with Chief Button last week. And of course, it's on everybody's mind with what's happening in schools and other public places with shootings across the country. So it's right at the top of consciousness for everybody. And then, as you said, there was a rumor out in social media that a threat had been made. And of course, you know, when we see these shooting events too, lots of times they're large public gatherings, and we happen to have the Veterans Day observances at both the middle school and high school that Friday too. So that's kind of how the rumor, I think, gained strength. And the police department did a nice job of trying to track it down and see if there was anything behind it, which there wasn't. So there was never any threat, but that's still tough for parents and students who are worried in this day and age. So it's always difficult, you know, as a district to communicate well enough. And we wanted to make sure that there wasn't a threat before we made any definitive statement. And, you know, unfortunately, the timing of that didn't work out perfectly with parents making their decision about kids coming to school and some of the things you heard last night. So it was a good conversation. I'm glad people came out. I know it's on people's minds. Of course, we try to communicate well and not contribute to anxiety if there's nothing there. But we also want our students and staff and parents to feel safe first and foremost as well.
How important is it just from a general perspective? The board can't often comment on what people bring up in general comment period because it's not on the agenda, but obviously it's still important for people to come and get involved.
Right, and we do have that time set aside in our meeting right up front, so it's convenient for people, the delegations, petitions, and we've had other topics as well where people have shown up and spoken. And as you said, you know, it is a public meeting, a meeting in the public, but not a meeting of the public, you know, is sometimes how that's explained for the board. So they typically do just listen. Now, last night they did have some questions and there was a little more give and take, and that was fine because it has been a topic that the board has been talking about in terms of the school resource officer idea. So there was a little more give and take last night than you'll typically see during public comment, but it wasn't an agenda item just because there wasn't any action planned last night.
The board also heard a presentation on the ESL students here in the Indianola Community School District. How well do you think that's going? And obviously it's a tough situation for any district to be in, but it seems like Indianola's doing a good job at it so far.
Well, we have the right people working very hard on it, first of all. Mr. Timmerman, the Emerson principal, is in charge of our ELL program and takes it very seriously and really wants to serve students well. And Chelsea Cataldo, our teacher, also is just tremendous. And I think they feel the pressure of increased numbers because they really want to do it the right way and not just have a plan on the shelf. We did get a little bit of assistance here recently for Mrs. Cataldo by adding a couple of ESL associates, both of whom have second languages, and one of whom has some experience working in the ELL realm. But that is something we're looking at in terms of the number of students that we're trying to serve and our staffing levels, and we definitely are looking at the possibility of adding a second ELL teacher. And I think what really kind of put a point on it this summer and into this fall was the children that you heard referred to as newcomers last night. We had 8 students come to our district right before school that don't speak any English. So then that makes it difficult as you try to serve the other 60 or so that are either in the program or who have aged out of the program but we're still monitoring. So lots of kids to serve there. And, you know, as far as our district, it's still a fairly small percentage of our student body, but it definitely takes resources to help those students do well.
Thanks to Art Sadoff for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.